During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Was something following her during her life, or did she just happen to live in a lot of haunted places?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, share your real ghost stories with us. We want to hear them so everyone else can hear them. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you like ad-free versions of the show, you can get that. You can get advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts, even try it for 3 days free, or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. That's Harper.
Hello, hello.
And I'm going to pat myself on the back for this because that whole intro, as I was reading, I can see her on Zoom and she was mimicking everything I said. She was trying to make me laugh, and I didn't. I'm kind of proud of myself because you were like, good. And I'm trying to read that and watch her at the same time, and she's making these faces like she's making fun of me.
I love making fun of you.
Because I'm such an average person. Oh, and you're so average too. That's what I love about you. We're both so average.
I know. I love being so average.
Because when you're average, the expectations are never set too high.
You know? Never succeed too much.
No. It's like, you know, that she's good.
You never fail.
She's
that
kind
much,
of middle of the road, but she's okay. That's what I want to live up to.
Love being average.
Yeah.
Live, laugh, average.
That's our, let's get t-shirts made.
Live, laugh, average.
Well, let's jump into this first story. We've got two. My name is Elizabeth. I love the show. It helps me. See, she's already doing it again. I love the show and it helps my 10-hour shifts go by a lot faster. So if I get distracted during these stories, you will now know why. My story is kind of long, but it had a big impact on me, and I would love to hear your opinions on it, especially because most people think I've imagined these experiences. It all started, from what I can remember, as a simple game of hide and seek. My cousin came over with my aunt to help us move our final things out of the house. While waiting on the adults to finish things up, my sister, age 9, and my cousin, age 11, and I, age 6, we're playing hide and seek in the empty house. My sister hid in my old room's closet. See, closets. They're haunted, aren't they?
We need a bell for closets.
I know. Closets, basements, attics.
I'm going to order a bell now.
Ding, ding, ding. I've got one of those bunk bed bells. But it's in the drawer over here. I need to get it out.
Oh, we haven't had a bunk bed story in so long.
I'm going to find one. I know there's one somewhere.
Oh, I need a bell myself. I need a bell.
Okay. After a few minutes, she screamed and ran to find us. She told my cousin that while in the closet, she felt a cold breeze and heard a man's voice say, "Go away." Because it'd be like, "Go away." Oh, you know what I've got? Just a sec.
Oh, gosh.
Just a sec.
Go away.
How was that? That's a man's voice, right? That was a man's voice. Yes. Okay, now where was I? So go away. My cousin and I went into the closet and we didn't hear anything but felt how cold it was. We told my mom and she didn't seem surprised. She explained to me that as a baby, I used to point at the closet and yell, "Man!" I would also scream in my sleep, and the only way they could wake me up, this sounds weird and kind of child abuse-like, the only way they could wake me up was by pouring cold water on me. I mean, I get, which is much better than hitting her or shaking her or anything like that, but
I shouldn't be laughing, but that's actually kind of funny.
It's like, we can't wake her up, get the cold water.
I wonder how they figured that out.
I don't know, but it makes me think trial and error was part of that.
What else did they try?
I don't know. Do we want to know?
I don't want to know, man.
My mom said she didn't think anything of it until she, too, saw an old woman in our bathroom.
She didn't think anything of it? You have to wake your dog up screaming with cold water. She didn't think anything of it? We're like, read the signs.
Read the signs. Oh, that cracked me up. Oh, it's like, okay, I get the kid yelling, "Man, man, man," but when your child goes into some sort of trance-like state and you have to put cold water on it, I would think something of that. I might have to talk to the doctor about that one. So this is the mom. This is the mom, okay, who didn't think anything of it until she saw an old woman in our bathroom. So she saw the old woman in my bathroom. So my mom investigated and found out that a man died in my room. This didn't explain the old lady. We moved out and into the house my parents currently live in. My bed was on the same side as the door, right by it, actually, so you could reach my feet from the door while I was in bed. My dad used to wake me up by tickling my feet. I was about 12 at the time, and one night was woken up to someone tickling my foot. I looked up, but it was dark, and I couldn't see anything. I asked my dad what he was doing, assuming it was him, but got no reply. Instead, a bright light, seeming like a flashlight, was shining in my face, and I asked, "Dad, what do you want?" Again, no reply, but the light turned off, and I heard someone walk away. The next morning, I asked my dad about it, and he swore he was in bed with my mom the whole night. When I was 17, I moved into my sister's old bedroom, and my brother moved into my room. My brother would scream at night saying, "The black figure with a scary face was in his closet." He called it the Merman.
The merman.
Sounds
like something from Nancy Drew.
In my new room, I woke up at 3-something in the morning, a normal thing for me. I would wake up at 3 a.m. almost every night. I checked my phone and then put it down. And then I felt something pulling on my ankle. As I started to turn around, out of the corner of my eye, I saw something dash down below my bed.
Oh, God.
I sleep on a foam mattress, and I could see where it was filling back out from whatever had been on it. I stayed up all night praying and surrounded by blankets. I would have gotten up and gone to my parents' room. I'd have slept on the floor.
I'd be too scared to get up. That thing's under my bed. It could grab my ankles again.
The last experience with this possible, in quotes, merman, was my freshman year in college. My dorm room was also freezing while those around us were incredibly hot. They had people constantly trying to fix it, but my room always stayed cold. So cold that my paints were frozen, appeared like they'd been in a fridge. That is really cold when your painting supplies are freezing. One night in the room alone, I turned off Family Guy around 2:30 in the morning, normal college student's bedtime. I was laying on my stomach with my face towards the wall, my left arm on the edge of my bed, and then I felt something rubbing my arm. As I lifted my head to look, the same thing happened like before, just a dark figure dart behind the bed. I ended up getting so scared, I moved into another dorm room. I told friends, but it became a joke to them of the haunted dorm room, but it actually freaked me out. I'm so scared of the dark now. So she says, this has been the last of this merman, but I'm worried why it followed me so long. I believe he is a black figure I saw in the woods one time, which she called in about that. I'm not familiar with that phone call. I hope he is gone now. I was wondering if you could give me some insight as to what is going on. Do you think that the thing in the dorm room is even connected to the thing at home? It felt like the same thing to her.
Do I think that the thing she saw in the dorm room is the same thing that she saw in the family house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you think it followed her to college?
Yeah, because a lot of things follow people, and it's like the same thing over and over again, but yeah, I do think it's the same thing.
Do you think that's what's also making the room so cold, or is there a heating and air conditioning problem with that room?
That's probably just heating and air conditioning problem.
So you think those are two separate things?
Yes.
But I worry about her being scared of the dark, though. And I get that when something terrifying's happened to you, that... But hopefully she can, as time goes by, hopefully that experience is less traumatizing and she's able to be okay. Okay, here's another story. I love the show and listen every day while I'm working. I have an experience I would like to share, although I don't know if it can be called a ghost story. This happened when I was about 13 or 14 years old. I was on spring break. My mom and dad had gone to work and allowed me to sleep in. When I woke up, I started getting dressed and I was sitting on the side of my bed putting on my shoes. I had one shoe on and was reaching for the other when the window unit air conditioner came on. At first, I didn't really think anything about it. I just reached back to turn it off and then I realized it was already in the off position. I pressed a couple of buttons and turned a couple knobs and nothing changed. It just kept running. At that point, I was starting to freak out, so I reached down to unplug it, thinking surely that would make it stop, but it was already unplugged. I totally freaked out, ran out of the house, went to my safe haven, my grandmother's. Thankfully, she lived only two houses away. So anyways, I spent the day with my grandmother. I had to tell her what happened because she was curious as to why I was so pale when I got to her house. She told me just to calm down and everything would be fine. As the day wore on, I tried to forget about the experience. When my mom got home from work, I felt safe enough to go back. I told mom what had happened. I'm sure she thought I was making it up. We started making dinner and mom told me to go grab some socks from my room. It was still a little bit cold and my mom wanted a pair of fuzzy socks. I was scared, but I didn't have a choice, so off I went. I went into my room again, opened the drawer, reached into the drawer, and the AC unit came on again. I screamed and ran out of the room. My mom went in to see what was going on. She saw that it was turned off and unplugged, but was still running. She was convinced at that point that I wasn't making it up and was just as upset as I was. When my dad got home, we told him all about it. He had a friend that was an electrician, so he called him, and he came to check it out the next day. The electrician couldn't find anything wrong with it and said there was probably a short in the line. I'm not an electrician, and I understand sometimes that AC units can hold a charge for a little while, but I never believed that it could have held a charge from the previous summer, and I couldn't figure out how there could be a short in the line when there was no power going into it. To my knowledge, it never happened again, but I moved out of that room the following day after my parents got home, and I spent the rest of that spring break with my grandmother. Hope you enjoy my story. Thanks, Connie.
Well, that's creepy.
Because if it's not plugged in, how can it turn on?
I don't know.
And to the point that it's running, that she reaches over to turn it off, thinking that it somehow got turned on, and it's off. And then you would be like, well, that's weird. I'll just unplug the thing.
And it's already unplugged.
And it's unplugged. And that happened again that night. So the question to you, Harper, is it a haunted AC unit? Maybe it's a haunted house. Maybe it's like the electrician said, what did the electrician say? A short?
That it has like a shortened line.
What do you think it is?
Haunted house.
Yeah, I think it would be weird to have a haunted AC unit.
Unless okay. It's like a cycled one.
So I'm going to say it sounds like it hadn't been on since the previous summertime. I'm going to go with a haunted house. I'm with you on that one.
Yay. We agree.
That scared me so bad.
I'm glad I could do that for you. If you like the show and you want an ad-free experience, that would make me laugh. Sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through applepodcast.com. Try it 3 days free or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.